Thank you very much, Mr. President. Good morning, colleagues. I want to join other delegation in commending you for a number of things. Your hard work, your professionalism, your perseverance, and the professionalism that you and your team have demonstrated. You reached out extensively, and we appreciate the transparent manner in which you tried very hard to bridge the gaps that existed and unfortunately continue to exist. We all know where we are. It's unfortunate that a landing zone couldn't be, you know, identified, but that's behind us. I think we agree with some of the observations made by Ambassador Wood. He focused on primarily on what is happening, and what is happening is before us. I think it's a function of the times that we live in. But I think we agree that we have reached a point, an inflection point, indeed, and we have referred it to it in our statements before. But I think we need to have very frank conversations. But in those conversations, we can't just focus on what is happening. I think we need to be equally honest on trying to find out and address why is this happening. We have drawn attention to a number of externalities. The CD, of course, as we have consistently said, doesn't operate in a vacuum. The work we do is affected by what happens outside. And there is a long history. There are, you know, different views, and not just views. And these views are not entirely, you know, based on conjecture. We have seen concrete developments. There are perceptions of, you know, commitments not being honored. There have been deviations from established principles and rules that were crafted painstakingly over several decades. And therefore, there are a number of factors which are responsible for the impasse that exists in the CD. So we need to focus both on why is this happening and what is happening, and then go from there as to how do we tackle that and how do we make the CD, you know, go back to at least some candid discussions. And I agree, the negotiations part or pre-negotiations part, we are very far from it. But in doing so, I think it's extremely important that the first step is to have very frank conversations, not necessarily in a structured format. We have the platform of the CD, and that platform could be used for more frank conversations. The second element that is required is, in doing so, we need to start building a degree of trust as to, because as I said, where we are is because of erosion of that trust. And that's a big setback, and it would take time to rebuild the trust and the comfort level for all delegations to be able to get back and, you know, start even if from discussions and then moving forward. So I want to thank you again, Mr. President, for all your hard work, for your leadership, for your patience, and for your professionalism. Thank you, and we'd like to also extend our best wishes to the Bulgarian presidency. Thank you.